Alola.
All right, we are back for episode 7 of Alola from Sun and Moon. Welcome. I didn't say this last time. If you're just starting off here, just to let you know, this is our mini series.
Excuse me, Alola from Ultra Sun.
And Ultra Moon. I am sorry. This is our mini series from It's Super Effective. This is not a normal episode of It's Super Effective, but we will be resuming normal episodes when we are done with this series. I'm your host, SBJ. With me is Micah.
Yep.
And Irene.
I am here.
And we are... Last we left off was the fire trial, where we got Fire Extinguisher Z.
Fire Z?
And
I hate these names so much.
They're not great. They're really stretching the English language here. After walking down the volcano, if you chose to do so... you meet.
What other way are you supposed to take?
You got Charizard. You
can
just fly out of there.
I mean, besides fly.
You got two options.
Well,
you could Tauros down the mountain, I guess.
There's no.
You could Stoutland. No one uses Stoutland.
No one has ever used
Stoutland outside of that farm. We meet Moan, introduces us to the Pokepelago.
Yeah.
So I know we keep on bringing up tutorials.
Yeah.
This dude was like, Pokepelago. Peace out. See ya. Zero tutorial.
I don't know. I felt like this is kind of long.
You can come visit me.
Does it? Yeah,
I
he
mean,
does
when
say
you go.
Can,
that's he, what he says.
He
essentially.
Does, but he like doesn't tell. He doesn't tell you what it is or why you should. He just says you've unlocked this thing. It's on your bottom screen on the second page. Hope you look for it. But bye. Like he doesn't even tell you where it is.
Oh,
well,
okay.
It's now that you've got Charizard.
I thought it was. I guess maybe I just misconstrued it at the moment because I was like, okay, I guess I got to do this tutorial real quick, and I probably just selected it, but then I sat through the super long Pokepelago tutorial, and I was like, I'll do this just so that I can maybe plant some Lepa berries, and I got into the I bought the berry farm and got there and realized I didn't have any Lepa berries, so it was a huge waste of time.
Same thing happened to me.
Am I wrong? I think we had this last year, and I feel like a bunch of people said this, but doesn't he specifically say you can shake the beanstalk once a day for beans?
Yeah.
But in reality, you can shake that beanstalk like a million times
for beans?
Well,
you can shake it until it runs out per day.
I don't think...
I'm pretty sure he says you can shake this once a day for beans.
Well, that's maybe. What I mean. That's what I interpreted as once a day. You shake
once
it,
a day is multiple
you shake
days.
It until it runs out. Once a day.
Did you do your Pokepelago tutorial?
Yeah, I shook it till it ran out.
In both games?
No.
All right, we'll go do it in the other one and we'll find out.
We'll find out. I'm very clear that he says you can shake this once a day.
Well, that's what he says, but that's how I interpreted it.
I didn't see anything change for this from the first one, so I like rushed through this tutorial.
It seems very similar.
I was like, get me out of here.
I forget that you can get free Pokemon, though.
Yeah, if they come to visit.
It's cool, though.
You can get shinies that way, too.
Can you?
Yeah.
That's legit.
What if you have the shiny charm? Does that affect Pelago?
Probably. I think, doesn't the shiny charm just apply to all shiny odds in the game?
It doesn't. There's specific odds it doesn't apply to.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I actually think event Pokemon the shiny charm does not work on. So when you get a specific Pokemon mid...
Event Pokemon meaning...
Any gifts.
Oh, yeah. So I think they're always shiny locked, though, right?
No.
No?
There's a Pokemon somewhere in the game that you get as a gift from another trainer that you can get shiny, but the shiny charm does not work on.
Oh, okay. So you mean gift, like in-game gift, like... I thought you meant like mystery gift. I think most of the mystery gift
most
stuff
of those
is
are locked.
Shiny locked.
Yeah.
I think. I'm sure
if they're not
somebody will
already
tell us.
Shiny.
Yeah.
Most of those mystery gift Pokemon are shiny.
True.
So you meet Moan. This is like the second or third time a person opens up a bridge, like opens up a barricade for you.
Yeah.
I don't understand this mindset. Like it works as a video game mechanic, but to be like, let me see your crystals. Oh, okay. Now I'm going to tear down this whole barricade for you to walk through. What if somebody's coming on the other side?
They better have those crystals.
Also, we know in the Pokemon world, you don't have to start at a specific gym. But do you have to start at a specific trial in Alola?
It seems like it.
Yeah.
There's a
you
set
can't
order.
You can go to other islands if you don't.
What if I was born on Pony Island?
Then you gotta move.
Yeah. Better
Why
start
would you be
fresh.
Born on Pony Island?
Yeah, that's true. There's nothing there.
Executors are just giving birth left and right. I just think it's silly that they're like, let me tear down this barricade for this 12-year-old to walk through.
Yeah.
So you go up into the tunnel after they spend hours and days tearing down this barricade for you. You go up into this tunnel and you meet the Ultra Recon Squad.
Correct.
Again, they don't battle you this time, but they mention that you have an aura coming off of you from the Z crystals.
And they say that there is an aura on your Pokemon from battling with totem Pokemon or something, and that you have an aura as well from the Z crystals.
Mm.
And they say that that light is similar to the light that their world was once awash in.
And then they leave.
They do say that they have to go to a meeting, but they don't say anything.
Oh, yeah,
more than
said they have to meet with somebody.
Yeah.
They're definitely meeting with Colrus, are they not?
I thought they were meeting with Faba.
Oh. Hmm. My impression was Colrus.
My first thought was, oh, they're going to Faba. Because I was like, I also was like, this is Faba is on this island. Like, I knew that from playing Sun and Moon. So I was like, that's probably who they're going to interact with. Because in a previous encounter, they said something about, like, somebody is, I don't know, something that led me to believe they're doing something with Aether Foundation, which may or may not be true, but.
Well, they would have connections because 3 months ago they were clearly in the Aether.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yep. So
they must know the people there.
Yeah.
They must have exchanged, you know, iMessages.
iMessages.
At some point. They
texting each other.
Skype? Probably Skype.
Yeah, probably Skype.
Because everyone understands Skype.
Yeah.
I thought they were meeting Colrus, though. Because I knew Colrus was coming up.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
And Colrus is a respectable scientist.
I thought they were meeting Colrus and then they were going to see Faba.
Oh, you thought both?
Yeah, definitely.
Dang.
So.
They were, it was probably.
There was a pit stop.
Well, Skype can do group calls.
Well, I suppose.
Just get all of them in one.
I guess I don't understand. I don't know.
Gotta
I don't
get
understand.
Your steps in. They saw both of them.
That's true. They have been walking all over this island with us, so.
That fur-fru needs walking. Daily walking for your fur-frus.
No, that fur-fru's gone, remember?
Fur-fru is eliminated.
I don't think so.
They sent it to.
Sent it to.
Early grave.
Ultra space.
What? I guess, why would they be meeting Colrus, though? Like, Colrus doesn't have a huge part to play in the story, does he?
I don't know. Maybe it's different at the end.
He shows up and goes, boop, boop,
Colrus
boop,
is...
boop, boop, boop. He's playing on his.
So you can see Colrus earlier than this. If you go to the hotel with the bellhop, the Magmar bellhop guy, he's in that hotel.
Yeah, he has
he's
a room
the,
in there.
He's on the third floor of the hotel, and he's question mark, question mark, question mark. So he's clearly the rival from Generation 2, but he doesn't like turn around. He just gives you, I think he gives you a TM or something.
Yeah, something like that.
For visiting. That's the only reason why I thought, oh, maybe it's Colrus because they've used Colrus a little bit more. In this game, and by a little bit more, I mean he's in a hotel room this time.
Yeah, maybe.
So there's a little Aether Foundation moving pod that you can go into. And we see the Alolan Vulpix. Clarification, Alolan Vulpix that was getting bullied.
Yep.
In both games. It is not an
It was a Vulpix in both.
Yes.
Okay.
So we see the Alolan Vulpix there that was getting bullied by Team Skull. If you get it a big enchilada, it will give you something. I've not done that side quest yet, so I'm unsure of what you get. Probably nothing great. Probably X accuracy is my guess. So moving on, there's some trainers, there's some new Pokemon you can catch before you get to Lush Forest, but you run into Hao, and he tells you that the Festival Plaza is fun.
It's fun, okay?
You can't trust Hao. There's nothing fun about the Festival Plaza.
Hao probably ran into Gladion in his angry hotel room and was just like, oh, okay, I'm sad, so I'm going to go to Festival Plaza.
Yeah, Gladion apparently saw 2017's hit movie Get Out.
That's immediately what he says when you walk in. Maybe when you walk in, he's not telling you to get out. He's watching Get Out on the hotel TV.
And
he rented it.
It's a really good movie.
Right, yeah.
And he was like, he thought you were going to ask. So instead of waiting for you to ask, he just said, it's Get Out.
Have you guys seen that movie?
No.
No.
It's really good.
I want to. I heard it's really good.
I heard it's... Well, Gladion keeps telling me to...
So maybe you should.
I don't know what kind of deal.
I almost watched it when I sat down with Gladion in his hotel room, but I was on a rush.
You're on a Pokemon journey. You got stuff to do.
I don't have time for movies.
He wouldn't sit down with me. He just kept saying how good the movie was, and... Whew, I made my way to the Lush Forest then. You can get Wimpod here at this point.
How do you... Okay, I don't remember how you get it.
You have to use Tauros to run.
Oh,
you have
okay.
to use Tauros to run to it. Also, you have to either put it to sleep or paralyze it or throw a ball right away because it can wimp out and just run from you.
Interesting.
I play a lot of Galissapod in the TCG, and Wimp Out is a great ability in the TCG.
Mm.
Not a great ability in the game when I'm trying to catch Wimpod.
I just collect the cards.
There were golfers in this parking lot in Sun and Moon, and there's a new golfer I noticed right behind the hotel that's sitting next to a Pokeball that you just have to battle.
But yeah.
He's really working on a swing back there.
Oh, yeah. He's also hitting balls at the hotel.
I thought he was hitting them into the ocean.
No, he's hitting them at the hotel.
Which neither are good.
No.
You shouldn't be hitting porcelain. Are they porcelain?
No, they're not porcelain.
Clay?
No, they're not clay.
What is a golf ball made out of?
It's plastic.
And oh, okay. I don't think it's plastic.
Plastic, and there's a bunch of stuff inside.
Speaking of golfing, if you go back to the first island, Mele Mele, and you go to 10 Carat Hill, you can get Flyenium Z right away.
Yeah, you can.
And Kahili shows up.
With, no issue whatsoever.
She shows up, she shows you how to use the Flyenium Z move, and then instantly leaves without saying another word.
What?
It's the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
She also is ...
She is the rival from Gen 2.
No, but, where do you go?
10 Carat Hill?
10 Carat Hill. Anywhere specifically?
There's a branching path in the cave. One path takes you out to the meadow, where you can get Necrozma originally. The other path takes you up the mountain, and Flyenium Z looks over the meadow.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
She just dances and then leaves.
Yeah.
I think she's carrying a golf club with her.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. Always. Also, for the record, golf ball is made out of plastic and rubber.
All right.
Porcelain.
I'll keep hitting my porcelain golf clubs.
That would be so pointless.
They would shatter the second you hit it.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
understand.
That would be really cool.
No, it wouldn't. It would be painful for everyone involved.
Literally everybody.
You guys haven't spent enough time with Gladion, I guess.
Okay.
Living the edge life. Let's get to the Lush Forest.
Lush Jungle.
Lush Jungle. I'm sorry. This is Mallow's Trial. It is different. It is not very different, but it is significantly different than it was in Sun and Moon.
It's disappointingly different.
It is.
It's very tame.
I was...
They knew what they were doing. This was very much talked about, I feel like, too.
Yeah.
They definitely knew what they were doing with that scene. It was, I would say, not kid-friendly.
Yeah.
But as a kid, you would have no clue what was going on.
Yes.
So that's fine, I guess. They removed that whole scene.
I don't know. I feel like if I were a kid and I were playing that, I probably would get some feelings.
No. I don't know. Kids are pretty oblivious to what they don't know. I watched a lot of Simpsons as a kid, I didn't get half the jokes until I was an adult.
Go ahead.
I think kids are pretty observant.
Yeah. I feel like that could have very easily been, and
What are we talking, kids? Like 10 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that very easily could be and maybe was the first time that a kid playing Pokemon was like, oh. Ooh. Oh.
Well, clearly it was a problem. They removed it.
Yes, they did. But the way the whole trial is different too.
Yes.
The way
so
that it starts.
From what I remember, what happened in Sun and Moon is she said you need to collect three things, and then you could explore the whole forest and look for all three.
Yes.
And this one, it was you need to collect three things, but I'm going to guide you to three different areas of the jungle.
Yeah. Yep.
You need to randomly roll the dice.
Yep.
Pick one area to gather from and hope a Pokemon doesn't follow.
How did this work for you?
And there's no indication of which ones you can grab from.
I don't know that that's totally true.
The first one is obvious.
You can see that there are Fomantis around certain ones watching.
Where? In the grass?
I did not notice this.
It's in like the outside edges, like behind them, and it's
for
it's,
all of them?
Because the first
one is Fomantis, the second one is Comfey.
Can you see the Pokemon in each section is what I'm asking.
I don't know if you can see them in each section, but the one that I picked, I definitely saw. There were two. I went all the way to the left. There were two there, and I could see a Fomantis at each of them. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to take this one. And when I took it, that was one of the ones that the Fomantis was like, hey, wait a second, and like chased after us as we left.
So the first one was obvious because the cutscene prior showed the first two.
Yeah.
And they showed two Fomantis standing at them, and then they walked into the grass. It has to be the farthest one away because that's the only one they didn't show two Fomantis in the cutscene, and that is the correct one.
Yeah. Okay.
The second one, where it's tall grass and Kiawe's there with his bone club, where I'm like, heck yeah, we're going to get the scene again. Sweet.
Thick club is
what it's called. There's zero indication of which ones you can grab and you can't. And if there is indication, they did a real poor job at telling you.
It's the bush. It's like you can tell what it is.
But there's like six bushes.
Yeah, but you can pick from all of them. You just can't tell which one is the one that Pokemon aren't going to come out
for. Well, yeah, that's the problem. Like, don't give me a challenge and don't explain how, like, what the rules are to it.
There could be a pattern on the bush because there are flowers on the bushes. Maybe there's a pattern that suggests, like, this is the one that a Comfey is going to get. Because this one, I didn't get I picked a bush and the Comfey didn't follow.
At this point, I just went to the first bush. I just hit A and then walked and then a Comfey followed me. I was like, fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The first time I did this...
Like, the battle would have been shorter than me figuring out the puzzle.
Yeah, and I was kind of like, I don't mind battling these Pokemon anyway, so...
I failed doing this, so the first time I had all three follow me, the second time I only had the last one follow me.
The Pseudo-Widow?
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the Pseudo-Widow is, I think she said, one is a real one.
Yeah.
No, multiple ones are real. One of them isn't real.
I thought it was that there was one that...
No, because I picked two different ones and I got followed twice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I picked the very last Pseudo-Widow, and then the first Pseudo-Widow, the one closest to Mallow, was the one that followed me.
I picked one below where Lana was.
Mallow.
No, Lana.
Oh, Lana is there, yeah.
Lana is there. There.
And I went down and I picked that one, and that one followed me. But when I picked it, I said, I don't know, I can't tell the difference. And... Because I was streaming it, someone in chat said, if you actually look at them, it's really obvious which one is a safe one. And I was like, okay. I mean, it's too late now, but...
Yeah. I guess when I play through this on stream, I'll look.
Yeah. Go ahead.
My DS is really dark, so I couldn't really tell.
Well, now we fixed your brightness.
Yeah, we fixed your auto brightness issue.
I'm sure that there is some way to tell. I guess I just didn't spend enough time looking at them. I was kind of like, at this point, I was like, I'll just fight them. I don't really care. But
if there is some way to tell, they don't indicate that to you. Where she says in the first one, Pokemon are watching, and I guess that's kind of clear from the cutscene.
Yeah.
But in the second one, Pokemon technically aren't watching if the bush is just different.
I mean, if the flowers in the bush are the Comfey, then they're watching.
Yeah. But it makes it seem like you should be looking outside the bush.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a trick, you know?
No, it's just bad. It's just like in Kiawe's trial of, look at these Marowak. Oh, the thing I'm actually referring to is the hiker.
Well, it says, watch this, what's different, not watch the Pokemon, what's different.
Except you were watching the Pokemon.
Yeah,
but
you have to be observant of the whole thing. I obviously wasn't the first time I did this, but still.
Yeah, I mean, I will probably either watch it when you play it or go back and watch my VOD of it and like see if I can notice a difference, or when I get around to playing Ultra Moon, which will probably not be be a long time from now. I'd like to see, because I'm sure that there is a puzzle element to this, because there's been some level of trickery or puzzle element something to all of them so far.
Yeah. I thought in Sun and Moon it was a better trial.
I didn't really like that. I liked this a lot.
I didn't like
that it was like, go find a thing. I don't know. Go find him. And then you just wander around an area with Herdier or Stoutland
until you find the object.
I thought that was a huge bummer.
Yeah, but it made use of Stoutland. Stoutland is so useless right now.
Stoutland was useless to begin with, let's be honest.
I liked exploring the open space, because then I knew that area fully when I was done.
I mean, you still get to explore the area, but I mean, it's just, it's kind of a mess in there. Like, everything kind of looks the same. It's not like a super interesting area. This at least,
well,
like,
they clearly got some sort of feedback. This is the most they've changed a trial.
So far.
So far, at least.
Yeah. Lana is exactly the same, minus the Pokemon at the end.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, maybe it is that, like, people just didn't like that. I personally thought it was forgettable for me until you got to the part where you're actually making the stew. That was very
memorable.
I almost said rememberable. I've been doing too many of these podcasts with you.
Laurentius is the same.
Yes.
I thought this was really tough for me, and I think it was the sunny day thing that got me.
Mm.
But I don't know. So I failed. And then the second time I used a Roto boost, and that helped a lot.
What did it call in? I don't.
Kecleon.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I killed Kecleon, which I normally don't do.
So from my understanding, what I was told is that because of the way they've apparently changed how SOS works, which I guess is now actually confirmed that you do have to, outside of trial stuff, you do have to actively engage with an adrenaline orb in order to get it to happen.
That's not true at all. I've done it multiple times. They've called multiple Pokemon without adrenaline orbs.
Yep, that's true.
I have not had that happen.
I did it with Cubone. I did it with Phoebus. I did it with Carbink and Sableye.
Yep. Okay,
I've done it multiple times. Yeah.
Apparently, though, for trials specifically, it will only call one in at the beginning, and it will only call one in after it has hit half health.
So you're saying trial Pokemon can only call in as much as two?
That's what I have read and watched.
Not real Pokemon, because real Pokemon can keep calling them in.
Okay. I don't know. I haven't
done
enough SOSs.
I've done more than enough SOSs
to
know that real Pokemon will keep calling in no matter what.
Okay.
I almost never kill the sidekick, but this Kecleon knew rock moves.
Okay.
And so because Lurantis is weak against flying Pokemon and fire Pokemon,
yeah,
those rock moves would one-shot me.
There's that strategy, that combo strategy, trial totem Pokemon combo strategy.
So I Z-Fire moved Lurantis and got it down to a sliver. It then called in Kecleon and then used Synthesis. And then every time I would get it below 25%, it would use Synthesis.
Okay.
And then finally, I was like, I cannot keep battling with Kecleon out here because it keeps rock throwing everything. And Lurantis at this point isn't the threat because Lurantis is using grass type moves, which my team were withstanding surprisingly well compared to other totem Pokemon. I knocked out the Kecleon and it called in another grass Pokemon, which at that point, either Lurantis ran out of Synthesis, because I think you only get 10 PP. I think it did it about 10 times.
Okay.
But I eventually got through to it. Whatever it called out, I can't remember. Oh, it was a Comfey, because it kept using Leaf Heart or whatever the move that increases your defense.
Yeah.
Because I ran out of Flare Blitzes, which is a physical move, which already wasn't doing enough damage because it was increasing Lurantis' physical stats, which is part of the strategy. It sucked. And I was using Peck, which did even less, but that's all I had. Peck and Flare Blitz.
But you did it, right?
Yeah.
Was it pretty simple-ish?
No. It was simple in, I have to wait till it runs out of the Synthesis, yes.
How did you do?
I failed it the first time. Again, like I said, the second time I used Roto Boost, my Torkat.
Oh, yeah, you
got
used
it together.
I think I used Roto Boost, too, just because I was waiting to damage it.
I have only used one Roto power, and it was Roto Catch at one point, and I don't even remember what it was for.
Did yours summon Kecleon?
Yep, it did.
And did it rock throw everything? I think it also, like,
no,
knew...
I think it screeched. Was it that?
Yeah, it knew
Screech.
Yeah,
it screeched a lot for me.
Well, Lurantis is a physical grass attacker, if I recall. The sunny day, like, didn't bother me.
It got me. I think that's what it was.
Because it just boosted my damage of my flame charge.
I didn't have issue with it, mostly just because of my Pokemon at the time. I think at this point it was like I was in a position where I was just high enough level and had the right Pokemon between this trial and the last trial that it was not an issue.
Yours didn't synthesis at all?
No, I don't think it got a chance to.
Man.
That's crazy.
I went through it really quick.
I mean, mine would have been quick.
The second
I Z-moved it to no health, and then it just kept synthesizing after that. It never actually attacked me because it was just healing itself over and over.
Yeah.
Which is why I was like, I need to get rid of Kecleon, because it is the thing attacking me.
I don't even remember if it got a chance to call something in. I believe that I think maybe the first trial, I got it in two shots, and this is the one that I got in one shot.
You just knocked it out right away?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think it, I don't know. My memory's so bad. I think it did get Kecleon in, but I knocked it out quick enough that nothing was a problem.
Hmm.
I kind of regret that now, because I kind of wish I could have seen what you experienced. Maybe not like I want to experience that, but I still would have liked to see it.
I think hands down, it was the longest battle I sat in.
Yeah.
And it, like I said, it wasn't really hard. It was just, I couldn't do anything because synthesis would always heal more than the damage I could deal. And I was dealing its super effective fire damage with Sunny Day, and synthesis was still healing more.
Okay.
And then it just kept doing that. And then I'm pretty sure it ran out of PP, because then it stopped doing it for whatever reason. It was trying to attack me, but it was doing chip damage.
Yeah. But the actual assembly of the ingredients is the part that was very drastically different. And I think the part that made it so different was that it was in third person and not in first person. I feel like that significantly changes the...
It was also like 2 seconds long compared to 45 seconds long.
Yeah.
Irene?
Yep.
Something happened to you during this trial.
Oh, afterwards?
Yeah.
What? Oh, yeah.
Afterwards, I was wandering around. So earlier, I was trying to play at work on my 15, and I ran into an Oranguru.
Which is exclusive to Moon.
Yeah. But my lights were flashing, and I didn't have a charger. And I'm pretty sure it's rare in that area.
Yes. I think Oranguru and Pissimian are the rare ones.
Yeah.
In the lush forest.
Yep.
So I... jungle.
Yes.
Yeah,
So I found
trees.
It. Tree, I mean, green. They're pretty... The vegetation's pretty different.
Not with that attitude.
Okay.
Not
with that attitude.
So I found it, and then my lights were flashing, and so my DS died, and I was super sad. But I think it was karma, because later on, I was playing, and I found a shiny Trumbeak, and it was my first shiny ever, and I'm super stoked about it.
You did it.
Yeah, I did
Congratulations.
It. Congratulations. So, I was...
What color is shiny Trumbeak?
It's like a...
The beak is red and purple.
Yeah.
It's super cute. It's really cute.
It's a good shiny. It's a good shiny, and it's a good Pokemon, because Toucanon
really
is amazing.
I'm really excited for it to evolve to Toucanon.
Toucanon's pretty great.
I might add it to my team, because I'm just really excited
about it. I feel like you have to.
It.
It's a shiny Pokemon. Why would you not add it to your team?
I need to rename it, because I accidentally named it BD.
BD.
I don't know what I think I was going to name it, like, beautiful or something, but then I was just like, no, that's dumb.
I hate the keyboards in this game.
So I tried to click delete, but I ended up clicking enter, and it was like, oh, okay.
That's exactly what, I caught a Wingull, and I was going to name it something, and I hit R, and I went, oh, well, that's a mistake. And I went to go to delete, and I just hit, and so I just have a Wingull named R. Technically now, Mark from Slack has a Wingull named R.
I mean, the name raider's not that far.
That's true.
And you have Charizard. Fly right to him.
I don't know. I might keep it.
Your first shiny.
I might keep
I'm
it.
I'm so excited. My first shiny.
Does this make you want to get more shinies? You want a shiny hunt now?
I don't know. I might. It was real exhilarating.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're into that kind of thing.
I don't know. I don't think... I wouldn't shiny hunt unless people watch me shiny hunt, and no one will watch
me. So everyone has
hunt.
To suffer with you.
So that's not happening.
I did.
It sounds fun now when you find one in the wild with no issue, but when you're 3,000 encounters in, 3,000 soft resets in,
that sounds
probably not going to be
incredible.
As fun.
I did 40 Cubone to get an SOS Kangaskhan, and it was okay. It was kind of tolerable, but at the same time, it was just like, I feel like I could be using my time better.
Yeah. I think part of it too is that like we're rushing to get through the game.
Yeah,
too.
I get the high of getting a shiny.
Yeah,
but
you got nothing else going on.
Well, I mean, the high is can be equivalent to like getting that Kangaskhan finally. Like you spent so much time to have this Pokemon appear. When it does appear, it's great.
I guess there's a difference between like randomly getting it when you're not looking for it, and when you're actively looking for it.
Yeah,
product.
Look at it like raid gear in an MMO. You do the same thing a million times.
Yeah, but that's
until you finally get it.
That's fun.
I don't know about
one,
that.
One-shotting Cubone with Bubble Beam, not that fun.
As someone who has spent a couple of times raiding in MMOs, I don't quite think that it's a good time.
I think it's lovely. I will say though, I wanted to check real quick for Phoebus in Brooklet Hill. It's a 1% encounter rate.
Oh, really?
I found it in my first.
What? Where is it located?
Brooklet Hill.
Oh, okay.
I found it my first fishing pole rod.
Yeah.
Makes me want to sing Judas by Lady Gaga, but with Phoebus.
Nope, we're done with this episode.
Okay.
Because Alola is both hello and goodbye.
Alola!
It's Super Effective is hosted and produced by me, Steve Black Jr. If you would like to support It's Super Effective, you can head over to our Patreon, which we have updated to an easy URL for you. It is ise.cash. And for as little as $2 a month, you can support It's Super Effective and join our Slack community where you can chat and battle and trade with other Pokemon trainers. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.